The look Marcus gave me was tight with anger and the temperature in the room sweltering. And even then, I could see and feel the sizzling attraction between us in his eyes.
This is goddamn happening,
he growled again.
Unfortunately,
Gideon said, his gaze stony and fixed on the bandage taped to my neck. His tone stung. He really didn't want me there. Well, I didn't want to be there either. I could just quit and let you have whatever yahoo the chief decides to send you next. Cole stiffened and a flicker of cold snapped around me.
That would be great,
Marcus said, his heat bleeding through the cold. Jacob gave a slight tilt of his head to the chair between him and Marcus, the order clear. Sit.
We at least know Essie can summon divine light,
he said. I set my bag on the table behind the indicated chair and sat. Cole slouched into the chair across from me beside Gideon, looking sexy as hell. But now that I knew what I was looking for, I could see the hurt in his eyes.
And can you actually request to leave our team?
Jacob asked. I'd have to leave the force. Except now that I was there, as much as a part of me was screaming this was dangerous, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to stay beside Marcus. Hell, be wrapped in his embrace and kissed breathless by him. But I also wanted to be near Jacob. Even Gideon called to me, the unwanted compulsion to draw closer to him oozing from his brand. I gritted my teeth against all of that and focused on my throbbing neck. I'd get worse than that if they learned the truth. Why was that so hard to remember?
So you'd lose your job,
Cole said. Marcus shifted beside me, his feral werewolf nature darkening his green eyes and sending a shiver of desire down my back. And that was why it was so hard.
The chief can't force this on you,
he said.
The chief can and has.
Gideon glared at me, his summer sky eyes filled with ice, but the chill didn't change the room's temperature. His emotions were back to being locked tight, only a fraction escaping through his gaze.
It is what it is. Are you staying, Officer Shaw?
As much as I should say no, I'd already decided I couldn't risk another cop's life. I'm staying. The tension in Cole's body eased, but Marcus's and Gideon's tightened, and Marcus's heat burned hotter with his confusing, ferocious fear. Jacob didn't move. It felt as if he was holding his breath, waiting for something or trying to come to a decision, but I couldn't figure out what that meant. All I could really tell about him was that he was tired and strained, the same sense I'd gotten about him back at the school.
It'll be a while before the medical examiner has a report,
Gideon said, his tone brusque, moving on to the business at hand.
But we all know that was a feral vampire nest, and we can't wait on a report to catch them.
I tightened my body, trying to suppress a shudder and spiking more pain through my neck. How common is this? The JP assured humanity that vampires didn't do that sort of thing.
The last time I saw one was about 150 years ago,
Jacob said.
I'd heard the previous one happened almost 300 years before that.
And what? The master vampires didn't say anything because you thought it would stop happening? Because humanity now knows about vampires?
Marcus asked. Jacob sighed.
It's the same as when a shifter goes feral.
Not really. Humanity knows we can go crazy.
Marcus sat forward, his body drawing ever so slightly closer to me.
You assured us.
He cleared his throat.
You assured humans that horror movie vampire stuff was just fiction.
So they lied,
Cole said, matching Marcus's posture and drawing his attention.
That's not the point. The point is what we're going to do about it.
We need to hunt down every last one of them, and fast. The longer this takes, the more people are going to die,
Jacob said.
The sun will rise in a few hours and they'll go dormant. But as soon as the sun sets, they'll start hunting again.
So, we have about 12 hours before the body count rises,
Marcus growled.
Jeez. And we need to figure out who's siring them,
Gideon said.
This won't stop until the master...